Hey, what's up, and welcome back to Jersey's Rat Radio, 95.9 The Rat. It's Wednesday. Let's start boozing.
Yeah, baby.
It's your boy Gots here, and Eastside Dave there. Coral Craft is having some fun today up on the slopes at Hunter Mountain with a bunch of rat crazy people up there, listeners.
Well, they're going to have a great time today.
In the meantime, we got some work to do right now. Let's throw out three more stories as part of the No Sweat News to gear you up Friday for the quiz, which could land you KISS tickets.
Hello, okay.
If you miss any of the stories, do not sweat it. Get over to WRAT.com. We'll have them posted up there at some point throughout the course of the day. Here we go. Story number one, Indianapolis, Dateline. A man says a cat, his cat and his dog were fighting when they knocked over an electric space heater onto a pile of blankets.
Oh, no. Fire.
That's right. They caught fire here on Monday. The man told the fire department that the fire took off very quickly, and by the time he got to everyone evacuated, the back porch was fully engulfed.
Cats and dogs, once again, to blame for the world's problems right there.
That's right.
Not good.
It's a real cat and dog fight. The blaze was under control within about 30 minutes, according to the IFD, and the fire caused an estimated $60,000 in damage.
Well, I love animals, but I say let's throw that cat and dog in jail.
Yeah, you can't really have cats and dogs mixed in like that.
Trying to burn this poor guy's house down.
Yeah, fighting already over here. Come on.
Pyro.
Shouldn't they know that when they were like kittens and puppies, like when they kind of moved in, they were not getting along, maybe like this is not a good idea.
Not a good fit.
The home was occupied by a man, a woman, and their dog, and four cats. I apologize. Four cats were involved in this.
Four cats? Four on one? That's not right. Come on.
Cats, they're so sneaky, things, you know? All were evacuated and says they're okay. According to the IFD, the home didn't have any working smoke alarms, so that's
didn't
not
have. Oh, yeah. Well, make sure your smoke alarms are fixed, too.
Cats and dogs going at it, causing house fires.
Yeah.
Story number two, we take things to Pennsylvania, Allentown to be exact, where a Florida man plans to bring a military rocket-propelled grenade launcher back home, where he was shot down, no pun intended, after a security screeners at a Pennsylvania airport spotted the non-functioning weapon in his checked bag.
Yeah, sir, it's a grenade launcher. It's akin to a bazooka.
Whoa.
You can't bring that on a plane. Oh, my God.
The transportation security says the unassembled parts of the launcher and a replica grenade were found on Monday when an alarm went off as the bag passed through security equipment at Lehigh Valley International Airport in Allentown, about 60 miles north of Philadelphia. The man from St. Augustine was stopped by police and told officials he thought he could bring the non-functioning launcher on board in his checked bag.
No.
I never thought it was a good idea to have that.
You can't bring nail clippers onto a plane these days. What makes you think you can bring a grenade launcher, Rambo? Oh, everyone's irritating me this morning. I should be at the mountain crashing into a tree.
Oh, God. The items were confiscated, of course, and he was able to catch his flight to Orlando. TSA says no realistic or replica weapons of military nature are allowed onto airplanes.
No, duh.
Wow. And lastly, like I always save the best for last, check this guy out.
Okay.
Dateline, Florida.
Oh, boy.
Capital of the No Sweat News. Yes, you said it. Whew. 27-year-old guy in Orlando has been trying to get his Nissan Altima out of an impound for about a month after it got towed now.
Okay.
But when he finally went back on Saturday, the owner of the lot was out grabbing some food, and he had his keys. So he had to wait a little longer here. But apparently he was so fed up by that point because instead of just waiting, guess what he did?
What? Don't tell me he broke in.
The Molotov cocktails? He started throwing it at his own car.
He tried to throw Molotov cocktails at his own car, which will make it explode, by the way. Okay, so he wanted to blow up his own vehicle. Fantastic.
He didn't throw just one, though. Give me three here.
Three?
He threw at least three of them over the fence and set the trunk of his car on fire.
Like the last scene of Saving Private Ryan.
While he was doing this, the owner of the lot showed up with his keys.
What?
The lot owner says he's not sure what the guy was thinking.
I would have just, opened the door for you, but okay.
he says he had already paid $300 to get his car out.
Oh, my God.
So he could have left with his car not being burned. Just be a little more patient.
Right. PCP. Yeah.
He's facing charges with arson and
yeah,
a little bit of the building caught fire there.
Yeah, well, he's going to be in trouble. PCP.
Wow. Don't be throwing Molotov cocktails at your car while it's in the impound.
No, man.
But it is Florida. We'll give them that. Bunch of wackadoos down there. There you go with your three stories, part of the No Sweat News.
I mean, you're making Molotov cocktails in Florida. Just go to the beach. Go to Disney World, Miami. There are things to do.
He's going to need a car to do it.
Yeah, I guess.
Unbelievable. Those stories could pop up on the quiz. Matter of fact, right now, I'm going to go make a cocktail here in those bad boys.
Yeah, baby.
I say we rock out a little bit, like I said before, man. If you miss any of the stories, do not sweat it. Check out WRAT.com. We'll have them posted up there in the podcast section below.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.